Happy New Year. That's right. It is New Year's Eve. And tomorrow, well, tonight, you're going to stay probably late and bang on some things and have a great time. And because it's such an exciting thing today, we have a story for you called Celebrations, Happy New Year by Clara Coleman. And she's going to talk to us about what that involves. So buckle up, you guys. We're going to read this story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Fipsy.
I love that. Hello, Fipsy. Are you ready? Okay. It's almost midnight, and my family is having a party. Ready?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Blast off! Happy New Year, it says. And that is because people like to have parties on New Year's Eve. Did you know that? They do. We celebrate New Year's Eve on December 31st. And there are other New Year's celebrations, too. Anna's family celebrates Chinese New Year. It's also called Spring Festival, and it lasts 15 days. Whoa, that's way longer than one day, isn't it? You can see some of the kids there. They're having some yummy little dumplings. They've got red envelopes in their hands. Their life is pretty cool. Look at this celebration. Friends and family celebrate, and there is even a dragon dance parade. New Year's Day parades are pretty exciting, aren't they? And you'll see some of them in a lot of different cultures. They'll have parades. But
also the Turkey Day parade.
No, that was for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, I guess, both of those. Yeah. In Thailand, Chris and his family celebrate Songkran. The streets turn into a big water party every April. See, their New Year celebration is much later. Yeah, and the Chinese New Year celebration doesn't happen in January either. They happen a little bit later in the year. Did you know that you can celebrate the New Year at different times? It doesn't have to be on this particular day. Diwali is the celebration of a new year in India. It's also called the Festival of Lights, also later in the year, not the first week of January. And in this picture, we can see they have these cute little, like, boats that they light up with candles in them. And they use fireworks. But, you know, I think fireworks is also used in the Chinese New Year, and it's also used. We set off fireworks for the American New Year's Eve parties as well. I feel like fireworks are a big celebration point for all of the different ways of celebrating New Year's, don't you think? Yeah, bright lights. Mm-hmm. Hannah's family decorates with bright patterns and lots of candles, and they hope that this will bring them good luck. And we can see them drawing on the floor in beautiful, bright colors. And it's okay to do that. The Jewish New Year is called Rosh Hashanah. And a ram's horn is called a shofar, and it's blown at the beginning and the end. Wow, can you imagine how loud that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes quite a bit of noise. I'm guessing... Yeah, there. I'm guessing it's probably to get everybody's attention and say, something's going on. And then at the end, that was so much fun! And then now it's over. Do you think?
That also happens in Minecraft in the middle of a raid.
I think it might mean something a little bit different, though. David and his family gather for meals and prayer. It's a very important holiday. See, it's a little bit different. It's more serious, I feel like. Yeah. There are New Year's celebrations around the world. How does your family celebrate? That's a really, really good question. What do we do to celebrate? We put little hats on our heads.
Mm-hmm. And we shoot off fireworks after the ball drops.
After the ball drops. Because there's a great big sparkly ball, right?
And when it falls at the bottom, it cracks into 2025.
It does. That's correct. And we can see that ball. Where is that ball at? Do you remember?
New York.
it's in New York. And we watch it on TV, though, right? Because we don't live in New York. We're on the other side of the country. So we get to watch their ball go drop. And then we get to yell,
"Happy New Year!"
And we pound on the pots and pans and we... and we grab each other and give hugs and kisses and say, "Happy New Year! It's so exciting that we're starting 2025.
Okay,
brand new year."
But also, one time at New Year's Eve, I ate a whole tube of M&M's. I opened it up and I was like, "Yum, yum, 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 yum." I finished it.
And how did you feel afterwards? Super full. Oh, not so great. Yeah. But you know what, though? We do want everybody to celebrate. It is a whole new year, guys. We have made it around the earth one more time. Shall we say Happy New Year to our friends?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And let's go celebrate.